I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show, PC11. Drivers are hearing a lot about that. Our friends from Chevron Delo have been really generous with their experts to come on the show, explain what's going on with the new oil categories, and we want to do more of that right now as we welcome aboard Sean Whitaker. Sean, welcome back. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
And we appreciate you being on. Also from Chevron Delo, Len Badal. Len, welcome back to the program. We appreciate you being on.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look forward to it.
Let's talk about PC11. All right, Sean, break this down. When did this start, the proposed Category 11? Where did this begin?
Yeah, our journey started actually 5 years ago. In the early part of 2011 was when the first point in which the engine manufacturers came to the industry and said that they needed a new oil category to support developments that were going to be made for engines that will be released next year that are compliant with the latest set of regulations for greenhouse gas emissions.
Len, it's been a while since we've had a new category. CJ4 was the last one?
Correct. So CJ4 launched, it was originally PC10, and it launched as CJ4 back in 2006. Interesting thing about the CJ4 category is it was really only focused on 1540 viscosity-grade oils, and now with PC11, there's a much wider range of viscosity grades that are going to be coming out come December 1st, 2016.
Yeah, and why, Sean, this new wider range of viscosities?
Well, in part, it's because of a customer trend that's been going on, I'd say, over the past 5 or 6 years, where they're kind of deliberately making the decision to transition away from 15W40 to lighter viscosity grades in hopes of achieving fuel economy improvement. It also provides them robustness to low-temperature operation. PC11 takes us another step further and continues that journey towards lower viscosity, improved efficiency, and also enables engine makers to be compliant with 2017 regulations.
And so here we are, Len, at the Mid-America show in March. First of all, tell us about Chevron Delo's involvement in communicating to the driving public that is attending the Mid-America show. What are you folks doing while you're here at MATS?
So we're really focused on educating the driver community and also the fleet community on what's happening and what's going to be coming and the changes that are going to be evolving come December 1st, 2016. The other piece that we're doing is we're also using our PC11 Explained website to also help drive traffic to it so people can see the latest updates, understand the changes that are coming. Some big ones that should be coming up soon should be announcements from some of the OEMs about what new specifications are going to be tied to these PC11 different categories, both for CK4 and API FA4. So a lot of good information will be coming out soon that way. But the big thing is just educating folks so they understand what choices are in front of them, how do they make those choices, what's the right product for how they operate and what they do. And that's really, we find, is something that's very important to get out to folks so they, you know, have more information to make those good choices.
And in terms of backward compatibility here, Sean, Len just touched on a couple of things as we talk about API CK4, which I understand will be fully backward compatible, right?
No, that is correct. And we took an approach here of this split category concept with that consideration in mind. Having one category that is fully backward compatible encompasses all of the viscosity grades that are available today, including 15W40s. It's one of the things that we've heard from customers is that they think that the PC11 categories is only about low viscosity, whereas in fact there will be performance upgrades that happen across the viscosity spectrum and that there will be 15W40 CK4 oils that deliver on the same performance requirements as CJ4 with the additional performance attributes that are coming along with this new spec.
And Len, you touched on something. The other category is API FA4, which, again, as you alluded to, that we're still waiting on the OEMs in terms of where that's going to apply. If you know how much backward compatibility there will be?
Correct. We FA4 is going to be focused really on the XW30 grade, so 10W30, 5W30. You know, at this point, there's kind of limited backward compatibility if you just generally ask the question. But the OEMs really have to kind of weigh in here on how much they're going to offer, what are they going to do, is, you know, who's going to actually factory fill with it going forward, what the recommendations will be. But you know, what you'd have to say is this coming December is really the start of where we start to see most likely the on-road truck business moving towards more fuel efficiency types of products that are focused for what they do over the road, versus potentially off-road products, which will be more in that XW40, like 1540, 5W40 space, built around mainly durability and protection from that perspective with people like Caterpillar and John Deere and, sure. and folks like that. So, yes, more to come. I think hopefully by summer we'll hear some more about, you know, who's going to be doing what on an OEM basis, what some of the new claims will be tied to, respectively, like Detroit or Cummins or Volvo in terms of specs that are tied to both API CK4 and FA4.
Mm-hmm. And again, we expect this. These will roll out, Sean, December 1st.
Yeah, that's our first license date. That represents the first date that API, the American Petroleum Institute, will allow us to make claims associated with these new categories on our product bottles and recognizing that those are licensed against these new specifications.
Len, part of the education process, too, not just on the ground here at the Mid-America Show, but also online. There's a great tutorial and lots of information on our website you guys have put together. The website is?
PC11explained.com. You can find videos. You can find a lot of industry information. You can find some of the things we're talking about for general changes, what are some of the new engines, bench test specifications that are going on to license for this new category. Okay. So a lot of different things in there. The other things that we'll eventually see within the website is information on field testing, folks who are running the products, how are they performing in the field, and also different aspects of our product line once we get closer to launch date.
And I think on the positive note here, Sean, that there's really great reason to believe that on the performance side of this, obviously we know that from the Chevron family of products, the performance has always been there. But with this new category, we're seeing, again, possible savings that really for the entire fleet of trucks in North America is really going to add up, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is an opportunity here for us to make improvements that are motivated by regulations that actually help impact in a positive fashion on the end user's bottom line. And so that's sort of the exciting thing about this, is it's not in the step in the wrong direction, but it's actually something that's not only good for the environment, but good for their business and operations.
Drivers, again, if you couldn't make it to Mid-America, PC11explained.com is the website. Chevron Dello, always, always great to talk to you folks, always generous with your time, and we appreciate it today. Sean and Len, thank you so much, and we'll let you get back to the educational process on PC11 here at Matt's. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks a lot.